Yeah, I mean that's part of what Coach Stressman does. He's a, like I said all the time, he's a genius in his offense, and we have a lot of different plays for a lot of, that isolates a lot of different people in this offense. But it depends on what the defense is running, when to call them, and he's doing a great job of calling them in the right situation so that we can make a play. Yeah, I mean that too. Willy Wonka was a genius as well. I mean, look what he did with his chocolate factory. Yeah. I mean, you got T-Med as, one of the little green guys. So Nugent, he's one of the green guys too. Yeah, the little Oompa Loompas. It just changes the protection base and actually your run reads too. How to get to this, a certain linebacker, and if we're blocking zone schemes, and then they start blitzing and everything changes. So it just makes it more difficult that way. Mostly, I would say most of the NFL runs 4-3. So then you get a 3-4 team, you have to study that 3-4 more than you do 4-3s. It won't be too big of a challenge for them. I mean, they've seen 3-4s and have played against that, I believe. And, it just takes more study this week. Like when we do our walkthrough stuff and we're going over the 3-4 defenses, that's important that we pay attention and focus on that. Just because it's a walkthrough doesn't mean it's not important. That's probably where we're going to get a lot of our work through this week on the 3-4. No, I've kept the same regimen, I mean, the past couple of years. And it's been working pretty well for me. I just say, I got to be in shape, to be in this offense. If you want to run the ball and be involved in the passing game, you got to be in shape, because, you're not just caught on the block out there and on third downs. You got to run routes and, try to get first downs isolated on linebackers or whatever. So, it doesn't matter that I've got like, 30 touches a game or 20 some or whatever. I don't really see myself getting worn down. It's just you got to take care of your body during the week so that on Sunday I can do that. I think so. I mean, we haven't really showed a whole lot, and I don't expect us to, 2 games into the season. This is a hefty playbook. We have a lot of games left, so we have a lot of stuff saved for teams that play certain coverages or certain fronts. So we have a lot of stuff, I would say, left over where we've ran it in camp and gone over it. We know the stuff. We just put it back on the shelf so that when it's the opportune time to call it, it'll be called. There's a lot of cut-ups that they make, and they ship it to our iPads and stuff so that when we get home, we can look at all that stuff, all the games and specific looks that the defense does so that we can study it on our own. And then when we get here, we'll do a lot of that in the morning, too, before practice, studying the blitzes, the fronts they do, and, just so that we can play fast out there. If you out there thinking and guessing, you're not going to play fast, and that's when you get problems.
Is that different from years past, the cutouts for your
iPads? I mean, last year was the first year we had the iPads, but I mean, the cutups were really in the meeting room, and once you go home, you didn't really have the ability to do that. So now, when you go home, you can break out your iPad and look up everything on there. Not any more confident than I've already been. Just being around these guys and going through OTAs and through camp. And I know, the talent we have on this offense. I've constantly been confident in our offense, and I know that, if we can focus on each play when we go out there and play fast, that we can execute and make score a lot of points out there. Yeah, I mean, I think he's playing faster now because he doesn't have to worry about one, being tired, from special teams and being on offense, and then two, worrying about plays and stuff and where to line up and all that. When he's out there on special teams, he's kind of in his zone. I mean, he knows what to do. Just he's got to focus on catching the ball and then, doing what he does best, and that's returning. So I think now he can just focus on that and play better that way. I mean, we kind of just, have to take what they give us out there because, sometimes if they want to, like last week, play cover two over Brandon and have that safety over the top, run draw plays and, try to gash them that way, or little small check downs and stuff like that, and just keep the chains moving. So this week is a little different. They don't really play that cover two look like that. And that's when the running game is going to be really important to be efficient, which is at least 4 yards a carry, just moving the chains down and then, when we get a one-on-one chance out there on the receivers, that they make a play on the ball?
A little bit of both. I mean, there's call plays where I might be the main read on a pass play, but also last week they had a lot of cover two and they just drop everybody out, and I'm open on the check down. So we're not going to bypass an 8-yard pickup to throw the ball in the double coverage. So sometimes it's given that way.